Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal yesterday, a week after 17 students were killed in Parkland, Florida, three Dutchess County school districts were dealing with possible threats of violence made against Dover, Beacon school districts on Wednesday. Determined not to be credible, Poughkeepsie City Police on Thursday investigated after a Morse Elementary student reported he overheard two high school-age students talking about a shooting occurring at the school. Poughkeepsie schools were dismissed at 1 p.m. Thursday due to icy road conditions. In Dover, a 14-year-old student was charged with juvenile delinquency after it was determined the bomb threats on Wednesday were part of a prank, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. That case is being handled in family court, and the teen's identity is not being released by police due to his age. In Beacon, school superintendent said city police received a report of a potential school violence made against a Rombaut Middle School on Wednesday evening. In Kent, a vigil tonight will honor victims of the Florida school shooting. Area residents invited to the vigil at 6 p.m. to stand voluntarily and in solidarity with students of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and in memoriam of the victims to the recent school shooting in Parkland, Florida. The vigil will be held on the lawn next to St. Andrew's Church on Main Street. There will also be a service of contemplative prayer in the church at 6:30 p.m. Dutchess County accepted free advertising from the Newsweek Media Group, but county officials now say there was no promises of favorable treatment made in Olivet University's plans to develop a satellite campus in the town of Dover. County officials confirmed on Wednesday several free advertisements ran for Think Dutchess Alliance for Business, the county's and Dutchess County's tourism marketing campaigns in the spring of 2017. Newsweek Media Group has a close partnership with the Christian College. In May of 2016, Ron Hicks, the assistant county executive and county's liaison with Think Dutchess, was contacted by Olivet's Marion Rebro, who offered the county free advertising. Hicks said the county accepted it because it was good timing for the offer. He passed along the offer to DCI, the marketing firm contacted by Think Dutchess, to work it into the ongoing marketing campaign. Hicks confirmed DCI signed a contract with Newsweek last February for the free advertising, saying the county did not offer anything in return for the free ads. He said the advertisements promoted tourism and economic development and ran the magazine in the spring. Two were focused on aviation, and another was a glossy one-page color ad that read, "You only live once," against the backdrop of photos of the Culinary Institute of America and the Franklin Delano Roosevelt House. The Heart Healthy Lunch and Learn is happening today at the Northern Dutchess Hospital Cafeteria Conference Room from 12 till 2, featuring Douglas Kroll, MD, and Rufia Payman, Northern Dutchess Hospital's Nutrition Counselor. Seating is limited. Registration is required. 800-421. To reserve a seat, on the web, healthquest.org/heartlunch. The winter weekend in Norfolk runs today and tomorrow. Fun indoors and out. All kinds of great food, including a restaurant crawl, live music, art shows, winter sports, open houses and tours, kids' activities and more. Details and schedule information on the web, weekendinnorfolk.org. Almost been 15 years since real estate tycoon Douglas Durst first submitted an original application to redevelop the former Carville Country Club off Route 199. That resulting project, the Carville property development, met with both excitement and concern, but never really got off the ground. Now, changes in the composition of the town board, the planning board, and zoning board. Durst is back. His representatives are scheduled to make a presentation before the public at the community center over the library in Pine Plains. That'll happen Saturday from 10 a.m. until 12. Noon. The town of Amenia has sign-ups for baseball and softball and Little League, Amenia residents only for Little League, coming up on Saturday from 10 till 1 at the Amenia Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 years old. For more information, contact Christine Ford at 845-705-7127. Steve Johnson and his Magic Variety Show will appear at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 11 o'clock. He's been traveling the East Coast with his show for more than 20 years, entertaining children, teens, and adults. The show uses magic, illusion, comedy, and juggling. The show will last 45 minutes. West Cornwall Winter Stroll will happen this Saturday from 2 till 5. It includes a hike offered by the Cornwall Conservation Trust, which meets at 2 in the Trinity parking area at the end of Town Road, which will explore the winter wildlife, who is sleeping and who is not. Joe Bryan will be offering to make young people's workshop at the West Cornwall Library Make a Rake from 2 till 5 p.m. at the Hughes Memorial Library on Lower River Road. Abby Labby and her Llama Jack will be at the Wish House Lawn for therapeutic mini strolls at 2 o'clock on. There'll be tasty stuff and refreshments at various businesses. 1812 House will have a sampling of their mail order offerings. The Wish House has some bubbly as well. The gallery will be featuring work by Cornwall artist Susan Hellman, Simply Cornwall. Bay and Real Estate offering an insight into what's available in the Cornwall area. A maple syrup sampling will be held at Pearly's Farmhouse Cafe. Ian Ingersoll will have refreshments for young and not so young. The Toll House has various artists on display, such as Don Bracken, Swede Ashram, Scott Zuckerman, Susan Rand. Check out the West Cornwall Winter Stroll Facebook page for more information. Ankrum Fire Company has their chicken barbecue on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. at the firehouse. Eat in or take out. Tickets are $13. Reservations can be made at 518-329-3430. The exhibit Phyllis Knott's Faces and Figments, February 24th through March 17th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. The opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Saturday at 4 p.m., Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series continues with All the King's Men, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Robert Penn Warren, at the library, Pine Street in Cornwall. Coming up in Hudson, the Hudson Area Library on the 24th presents Food for Thought. That is a conversation exploring community food security in Columbia County, led by individuals in the agricultural, faith, education, and emergency food sectors, followed by a home-cooked meal made from gleaned ingredients. That's at 5 p.m. Sharon Women's Club has their 14th annual chili dinner coming up on Saturday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Sharon Firehouse. February 24th, Sharon Playhouse presents Cocktails and Cabaret, your 1950s prom. Get out your poodle skirt and madras suit and dust it off, put it on, shake, rattle, and roll to sounds of their featured DJ. There'll be a libation at the bar if you're old enough. There'll be surprise entertainment and a raffle. You could win season tickets to the entire Playhouse main stage season. More information or tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. In Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music, the Midwinter Fireside Concert featuring Yehuda Hanani from J.S. Bach's Gamble Sonatas, American countertenor Ayera Nussbaum-Cohen in selections of English song from Dowland, Purcell, and Handel, and pianist Michelle Levin at St. James Place at 6 p.m. A community forum meeting Salisbury housing needs will be held. It's open to all who live or work in Salisbury on Sunday from 1 till 3 p.m. at Salisbury Central School. It's being hosted by the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission in partnership with Salisbury Housing Committee, Salisbury Housing Trust, and Salisbury Economic Development Committee, made possible in part through a grant from the Berkshire County Community Foundation Housing Us Initiative. The 37th Annual Student Open Recital will be held on Sunday, February 25th, 3 o'clock at the Salisbury Congregational Church. Students chosen by their teachers from area public and private schools or in private practice who best demonstrate technique, musicality, and promise to his, her, or their particular level. The program is sponsored by the Al Sly Fund and is free and open to all. Donations are welcome to keep music accessible and alive in the community. More information at 860-435-2319. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 164.70 yesterday, starting off today at 24,962.48. The NASDAQ kicks off today at 7210.09, and the S&P 500 at 2703.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.